And starting Monday, the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, plans to reopen stores and restaurants. He's calling it a slow reopening, which excludes some of the hardest hit areas like Miami-Dade and Palm Beach and Broward counties. Let's check in with Adam Gersten now. He's the owner of Gramps, a bar in Miami, which isn't allowed to open fully. And we spoke with him last month just as he was making the decision to lay off almost all of his staff. Adam, welcome back.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Well, I hear that you've been able to bring back some of the 40 employees you initially had to lay off.
Yeah. We're at about 31 right now, and even added a couple new folks. So really something that I wouldn't have expected when we spoke the last time.
Yeah, I know. Things felt so dire then, and you were letting folks out of their jobs so that they could collect unemployment. What's changed for you?
Well, a few things. We got a Florida disaster loan, and then we also applied for PPP and got that. In these days, I would say that's hitting the lottery, you know. Seeing how few people were able to get unemployment was a big factor as well in how we move forward.
Yeah, so your employees are back. Your bar has a partnership with the pizzeria, and you said that at first you didn't really feel like it was worth staying open to just to sell pizza. How is business picking up now?
It's great. The pizza's selling well. We bottled our cocktails. The state waived the restrictions on bars bottling their own cocktails. So you can sell cocktails. And then also we've sold a ton of shirts and, merch kind of stuff. And we've brought in some other vendors. So that's been a lot of fun. People are responding.
Oh,
really
so that
well
means
to that.
People can do it takeout.
Yeah. We've got a takeout window. I think it'll stay that way for a while, no matter what. It's just easy and safe for the employees. So I think we have a lot of outdoor space. So I think that's going to be the mode for a while.
That's really interesting in thinking about how your business will operate from this point on. I know that part of your reasoning when we talked to you a few weeks ago to close, even before these lockdown measures, was because your bar is always very busy and you really worried about the crowds during spring break. So you see this as a natural progression, is that takeout would be a primary part of your business.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a meeting yesterday. And I said, guys, this isn't just like a little fad thing. We should look at this as though we've really created a new functioning arm of the same business and want to see it be part of, whatever the future is.
Yeah. Your bar is named after your grandfather, and listeners may remember he had just passed right before you made that hard decision to close.
Mm-hmm.
Running a business, caring for a family, just staying afloat, it's a lot. How are you doing?
I love the extra family time. That's been just amazing. It helps you see the balance if, you're one of the folks like me who forgets that often. And so that's been really nice, actually, and comforting,
Yeah. Adam Gersten is owner of Gramps, a bar in Miami. And Adam, thank you so much, and you take care.
Thanks. Thanks for having me again. Thanks.